friends. Welcome to God Squad Church. Hey, it is so good to see you. Hey, if you're brand new, my name is Susie, and man, it feels good to be able to say that I have the honor and privilege to be the lead pastor of our church, and I am just so thankful for everyone. I see y'all, Boz, Marek, Amirik, Vix is here, Garrett, Captain Kraken, all those that are watching at Second Service. We love you. Super thankful for you. Of course, also those maybe that are watching on YouTube a little bit later. Appreciate y'all popping in. Friends, I need y'all to strap in, because today we're going to have some good, healthy conversation. Today's going to be a little bit less of a message and a little bit less of a sermon, and really kind of just more, kind of like Pastor Boz said last week, a little bit more of a healthy family conversation. So I want to encourage you, maybe knock back the chair a notch, recline a little bit. We're going to have a relaxed, chill, great, encouraging conversation. That's even why we got Luna with us. We're just kind of vibing. We're just two people in a room hanging out, having conversation. And the reality is, friends, today we're going to have a good old conversation about not only where our church is, but where our church is going. So much is happening. So much is changing. And here's the deal. What I want to do is I want to just kind of bring you guys in on what are the conversations that we're having? What are the things that we're thinking? What are the things that we are praying, and what's kind of happening in our church? It's obviously no secret that a big change is happening, that I am honored to be back again as our lead pastor, leading alongside my wife. And if you haven't seen last week's message, really kind of my journey of restoration, what led us to this decision, the things that have happened up until now, really, really encourage you. We'll put that link in the description, but also right now on YouTube, God Squad Church channel. Well, first of all, if you're not subscribed, come on, somebody. Bless the church channel by giving it a free sub. Go watch that video. I think it'll be a blessing to you. And it'll give you a lot of context as to kind of the conversations we're having moving forward. I want to start off by kind of talking about where we're at. And here's the deal. I want to almost premise this, that we're going to talk about some challenging things that are happening in our church, but I don't want to talk about them from a place of defeat. I don't want to talk about them from a place of fear. I want to talk about them as a place, as whatever seems like a setback can oftentimes be a setup for the miracle that we're about to watch God do in our midst. If you've been around the church for several years, especially over the past year, it is no secret. We're going to talk about it, right? Faith is not pretending your problems aren't real. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. Faith is not pretending your problems aren't real. We have to, in our lives, in a church, in a family, in a community, we got to sit down and kind of really talk about, like, what's actually going on, like what's actually happening. Pretending they aren't real doesn't make them go away. Faith is not believing that God will just do literally everything for you. There are things that God has put on our responsibility to be able to take care of. There are things that God has entrusted to us to manage, to oversee. Some people might use a fancy Christian word, stewardship. If you don't know what that word means, essentially just means to manage something, to take care of something. You are stewarding your finances. You're managing them and overseeing them. You are stewarding and taking care of your family. And as Christians, God has called us to steward his church, to manage, to oversee, to help lead, to guide and direct. Jesus is the king of the church. He is the head of the church. However, there is an element of responsibility that God has placed on leaders of the church, community members of the church, and together, all of us, not just one party, but all of us are stewarding God's church. And maybe specifically over the past year, I've been away from being our pastor for several years, but I have been a part of the community, so I haven't been totally distant. But obviously, it's different being behind the scenes than it is just being a member of the community. And all of us together have seen what is an obvious bit of a decline in some of the things in our church. Now, just because there is decline, that does not always mean a bad thing. The pastors that have cared and loved for this church have done an amazing work shepherding people, loving people, serving people. And although maybe numerically we've seen some areas of decline in our church, which we'll talk about in detail, that doesn't always necessarily mean that there is nothing good happening. There have been so much spiritual growth in the people in our community. There have been really great things that have been happening in our church. There have been beautiful things that have been happening amongst our leaders, our XP groups, and I've really seen a growth from people in our church. Beautiful things have been happening, but there's a temptation twofold, right? That if good things are happening, then that means that there are no problems. And then if there are problems, that means nothing good can be happening. We have this mindset. But if you've lived long enough, you probably realize that life is a juggling of both. Life is a juggling of pros and cons, of great season, challenging seasons. And the reality is that most of your life, you're probably experiencing both simultaneously. Like, you're probably having both at the same time. I don't know about you, but I don't normally have seasons in my life where, like, everything is perfect and nothing is a challenge. That is the juggle of faith. How can I keep my faith and hope in Jesus, even though there's some challenges? And even though I have some challenges, how can I also keep my eyes open and be like, God, even in the midst of some challenges, like, here you are doing amazing things. But what we want to talk about as a church moving forward is, God, what are you doing? Where are you taking us? Over the past year, although I would say we've seen a spiritual growth, we've seen a spiritual increase, we have seen some numerical decrease, both in the size of the members of our community. We've seen some decrease in our finances of the church. And as Pastor Boz mentioned that last week, when these things start happening, we do have to have an honest conversation about why. Like, what is that? What is that's going on? Like, God, we're doing our best to serve you and seek you and help you and be a part of building the church, but why are these things happening? And if we don't sit down to really assess these and to really seek God, we're not taking responsibility for what God has entrusted to us as stewards. Again, faith is believing in what God can do, that ultimately Jesus builds the church. He is the king and the head of our church. Stewardship is taking responsibility for what we can do. And that's really what we want to move into moving forward is, God, what would you have us do as a church to see the church grow spiritually, to see more and more people come to know Jesus than ever before, to help us actually be a church that is connecting with people that are far from God, that's got healthy teams, healthy leaders, healthy people, healthy groups. God, how can you help us to be a healthy church? And so what I want to do today is I kind of want to begin a conversation that's going to set us up for the next several weeks. So some conversations we're going to start having about vision, about our future. And kind of one of the first things I want to dissect is, I'm back as lead pastor. What does that even mean? What does that even look like? And what I want to do is I want to talk through kind of my mindset as I approach this role, what I offer to the church, what value that I think God will use me to bring. And then looking biblically at, like, what is the role of the lead pastor that I think God will use me to bring in our church? First, I kind of want to break down leadership into three roles, kind of answer the question, like, what is my role as lead pastor? We haven't had a lead pastor. We've had a different leadership structure. Now we're changing that to a lead pastor model, my wife and I leading. But what does that actually look like? Some people might be wondering, Susie, like, you're back. What does that even mean? Like, what do you even do? Here's how I would break down, really, I believe, the three things that God will use me in my role to do. And one of that is vision. I believe that the lead pastor role, it is very, very important to be doing what's called casting vision. Vision for me is really kind of seeking God alongside my wife, having great conversation with our team, and really creating a roadmap of where I believe God wants us to go. It is so imperative for communities, churches, people to have a vision. You need a vision, not just for the church. You need a vision for your life. Where do you see God taking you, your family, your relationships, your health? We got to have vision. Otherwise, what are we working towards? Where are we going? And that's kind of how I decipher and really explain vision. Where are we going? What kind of church are we going to become? How are we going to reach people that are far from God? Where are we actually going? Number two is how I would describe my role as lead pastor is also getting alone with God and connecting with my wife and our team and really deciding direction. The way that I would decide direction is really, how are we getting there, right? It's very easy to get up in front of a camera or on stage and talk to people. Here's the big idea. Here's the vision of where we're going. Here's how we're going to move. We can use the cool phrases. We're moving further, faster. The best is yet to come. Our days are not behind us. They're ahead of us. Okay, well, first of all, what does that even mean, right? And how are we actually going to accomplish that? The way that I describe that is vision is like picking the area in which we believe God's leading us. It's the destination on the map. But direction as a leader is helping all of us, myself, you, our staff, our leaders, our community members, have a direction of, okay, there's a point on the map, but how are we actually getting there? And what's important in my role is not just to say where we're going, but to keep all of us on the same page of how we're getting there. If you type into your GPS a location to go, a vision, a direction, the GPS will give you multiple routes in order to get there. My role as lead pastor is to work with our teams, our staff, our volunteers, our church, and to really seek God alongside my wife of, okay, there's a lot of different ways that maybe we could be getting to the destination. However, what is not effective is for all of us choosing different routes to go in a bunch of different directions to arrive at the same location. Even on the GPS, some of those routes take longer. Some of those routes are a little bit more dangerous. Have you driving near a cliff? God, which direction are we taking? How can we align our priorities? How can we align our decisions and what we as a church are doing day to day to be laser focused on being on the same page to head towards that vision? And that doesn't just mean details in systems and in things that we're doing. That means who we are and the way that we love one another and the way that we serve one another. You know what that means? That means us deciding as a family of God, as believers in Jesus, we are on the same team, even if we're not on the same page. I need y'all to hear me, friends. I've been around church life long enough to know that too many Christians spend their time bickering with each other rather than building with each other. We are not here to fight over the little nuances of the Bible, the little nuances of our faith. Does the Bible say this or say that? There are things in the Bible that are undisputable. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the only way to heaven. And those we will have conversations on. But there are going to be some small things. We're a church in the internet. We got people from all kinds of backgrounds, all denominations, all faiths that might have a secondary belief, meaning that it's not an issue that changes our salvation or our ability to enter in heaven with Jesus. These secondary issues, and oftentimes Christians can spend so much time bickering with each other rather than building with each other. We got to get on the same team, even if on some issues we're not on the same page. So direction is us deciding, you know what, there's some things I'm going to let just kind of fall to the wayside because we're too busy reaching people far from God with the love of Jesus to be arguing about these issues that in the grand scheme of eternity do not matter. We're going in the same direction. It's going to require unity. It's going to require all of us deciding, you know what, I'm signing up. I'm not going to be just a consumer that is going to come and just consume of all the blessings that our church is doing. It's going to be a put me in coach kind of mentality. It's going to be going from a consumer to being a contributor. It's going to be going, God, I am ready to contribute towards the mission of God to see people who don't know Jesus experience your love. But it's going to take direction, keeping all of us laser focused, not just where we're going, how we're getting there. Number three, as I would describe kind of my role as lead pastor, is really helping us create culture. How would I describe culture? Culture, I would kind of describe in this way. It's who we are and what are we like. The way that I would really, I think, do a litmus test for what culture is you'll know your culture not by saying what you wish it was like, but by asking what other people actually say that it's like. When people come into your community for the first time, what are the things that they walk away saying? What did they experience? What are the things that they saw happen? And the reality is that things like culture that are so important are to really kind of figure out, first of all, biblically, what kind of culture and behavior has God called us to have as followers of Jesus? That means, yes, being gentle, being kind, but specifically about our church that maybe not even be the same as every church. What's our culture? What are the things that we're like, man? I want to be the kind of church that when people come and experience it for the first time, very quickly, man, I just hung out in Discord after church and I was very, very quickly able to tell, like, man, these people are like really kind. These people are like really welcoming. They're the kind of people that said, hey, someone just joined the Discord call. So I'm going to like go out of my way to say like, hey, welcome. It's good to have you. Like they were intentional. That's culture. You don't have to do that. It's an intentional decision to be like, that's what we're like around here. I want to have a culture that when people come into our community, they're like, man, I came to church today. I thought it was going to be boring, but these people are kind of fun. I don't know about you, but if you're following Jesus and you think that all this is boring, I don't know if we'd be reading the same book. Like if you read about Jesus, like Jesus went to parties and had fun with people. Now, no, not the sinful parties where he's doing drugs and doing all kinds of sexual morality. I'm talking about just good fellowship, enjoying life with one another. Jesus went to the parties and Jesus had fun. And let me mess with your theology for a second. Sometimes Jesus was the guy who brought the wine, okay? I'm not even going to open up that can of worms right now, but Jesus is a fun guy. Jesus is a good God. And we got to get out of this culture of just church being boring, man. I don't want to be a boring church. I don't want to go to a boring church. I want to be a place where people can experience the joy of the Lord. So culture. And in the weeks to come, we're going to talk about, like, what is that? What are people saying about their experience in our church? What are people saying about their experience in our community? Where are we going? How are we getting there? And who are we? What are we like? For me, those are my biggest passions as a lead pastor. How can I keep us on the same page to keep our mission and vision moving forward, to be the church that God has called us to be? Let me tell you, my role as lead pastor is not. My role as lead pastor is not to be the answer to every problem in everyone's life. It's not to be the answer to every problem in our church. Let me make one thing very clear. I am not the solution to anything that God wants to do in this church. I'm going to say that one more time. If people have this expectation, they're like, oh, Susie's back, and now this is going to be, Susie's back, that's great. I'm honored to be back. Jesus is the solution to our church. The body of Christ is the solution to our church. Not one man, not one person. It's not going to be systems that are the only solution to our church, although we're going to take a look at those. It's not going to be just strategies that are a solution to our church, although we're going to take a look at those. It is Jesus. It is not a lead pastor. The lead pastor is not the fixer of all things. The lead pastor isn't even the reason that things go well. Let me tell you, there will be things in our church that have already been going super well. I don't know if you noticed, I've been gone for almost 2.5 years, and there are certain things that are going amazing that I wasn't here for. That we got to give credit to our teams and our pastors and our volunteers and our staff. The lead pastor is not the reason things go well. The lead pastor is not the solution to all of our problems. My role is to help point us all towards Jesus as we seek God together. Because what builds the church is not just one individual. It's also not just our staff. It's also not just our volunteers. It's all of us together. I'm going to read the scripture as I kind of break down and finish up my definition of what my role is, and then talking about what our role is as a church. Read this with me. Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. Check this out. This is Paul writing. He says, so Christ gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. These are different spiritual roles within leadership, apostles, prophets throughout scripture, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So Jesus really called, equipped, and chose these people. Why? To do everything that the church needs to be the, no, I'm sorry, that's not what it says. To be the answer to everyone. No, I'm sorry, that's not what it says. It says these people have been chosen to equip his, being God's people, to equip God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ, being the community, the church, the family of God, so the body of Christ might be built up until we all reach unity and faith in the knowledge of the Son of God, being Jesus, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. If you can't, put verse 12 back up on the screen for me. The purpose of a pastor is actually not to be the person that is praying for every single person in the church, although we will pray for many. The purpose of a pastor is not to be the one that fulfills every role in the church, although we will fill many. The role of the pastor is to equip, to build, to lead, to train the people of God for the works of service. If we're going to build God's Quad Church, if we're going to see God do more than he's ever done in the history of our church, we're going to do it together. Together. It's not just going to be me and my wife leading. It's not just going to be our staff and our team. It's not even just going to be those that volunteer. It's going to be all of us playing our part. Our part. Equal responsibility that we are the church, the family of God. I need you to understand this. Church is not a service you attend. Church is not a building you go to. Church is not a event you go to. It's not a stream that you watch. Church is the people. Church is the family of God. The Bible describes it as a body. That's the analogy that it gives. And it talks about how the church, the community of God, is like a body, and all the parts of the body have a different role. That means, in the analogy, that some people might be a hand, and the hand has its own function and things that it can do and things it can't do. That means that some people are a kneecap, are an ear, are a mouth, are a nose. They all play a different role, and they're all super important, but the body really kind of can't function without certain parts, at least not to its fullest potential. The body is not able to fully go and do what it needs to do if certain parts of the body are missing. And God wants the church to be operating at its best, all cylinders firing. The God wants the church to thrive and do what it needs to do so that we can see more and more and more people experience the love of Jesus. That is not the role of a pastor. That's the role of the whole body, the role of the whole community. It's not just me. It's not just my wife, Pastor Amanda. It's not Pastor Boz. It's not Mary. It's not our staff. It's all of us together, because the church is not a service you attend. The church is you. I need you right now. Come on, I need some participation. I need it in all caps. I don't know if Nightbot's going to get you for it. I got to look into it. In all caps, type, I am the church. I am the church. You want to know what the church is? It's you. Again, it's not a service. It's not a stream. It's not a thing you listen to. It's you. Vic Sigma, you are the church. Maddie Rose, you are the church. Jimmy C, Corey, St. Bear, Shayna, Vendetta, Risen, you are the, AJ Valdez, you are the church. Those watching at second service, put it in the chat. You are the church. And if we're going to see our church go further, faster, it's going to be a team effort. It's not going to be this effort where, hey, the lead pastor and these people, man, they're just the ones that God's going to use. No, God wants to use you. Don't rob yourself of the opportunity to serve God and make a difference in this world. And how dare I rob you of your purpose by taking all responsibility on me, leaving you out of the difference that God wants to use you in the world. I won't take it from you. I will not rob your purpose from you by stepping into your lane and doing what God has called you to do. Together, I'm going to find my lane. I'm going to find my strengths. You're going to find your, and together we're going to do more than we've ever thought, seen, or imagined God do. But it's going to take all hands on deck. It's going to take us together. You, me, all of us. We are the church. And so here's what I want to do. I want to talk a little bit about where our church is. And then just practically, I want you to mark on your calendar 2 weeks from now, May 4th. A few things are going to be coming up on that day. One of them I'll let you guys know a little bit later in this conversation. But for right now, what I want to do is I want to have a conversation about what our church is doing right now. Opportunities and areas where you can be the church, where we are now. And then May 4th, mark your calendars. What I'm going to do in the next few weeks, I'm going to be seeking God alongside my wife and really asking God, God, where are you bringing us? What is the vision? But also, what is the direction? What is the practical steps of what you want to do in our church? And what I want to do is I want to bring to you on May 4th, so come excited, come ready. I want to bring to you a little bit of a roadmap, a little bit of a literally practically showcasing, God, what are some things that you want us to start implementing in our church? What are some things you want us to do? And what is a real practical map of people that are in the church saying, like, man, I really want to be a part in. I really want to be a part of this. I'm acknowledging I am the church. So how can I actually be involved? How can I want to join the team. How can I actually join the team? And really, really showcasing for us a roadmap that we're going to be focusing our attention, not just vision, but actual practical direction of, okay, we want to get here. Okay, well, how are we going to do that? So I want to encourage you, come May 4th. That is going to be my number one priority these next 2 weeks, seeking God and asking God, what is the vision? What is the direction? 2 weeks, we want to talk about really where we're going to be going. And that could be some changes. It could be a re-emphasis or a deeper focus on things we're already doing. But I believe that it is going to be God setting us up to see a brighter future than our church has ever seen. But for today, I want to talk about not just what it's going to be like, but I want to talk about currently, where are we as a church? And the number one thing I want our church to be focusing on, and it has been something we've been doing for years, but a continued emphasis on really our four core values. Like, do me a favor. I won't be offended. I won't be upset. Do me a favor if you have no idea what our church mission statement is. Put a five if you have no idea what it is. I won't be offended. This is, it's a good conversation. We got to ask questions. Look at where are we as a church? What are we doing? Do me a favor. Put a five in chat. You have no idea. I won't be offended. I won't be mad. You're not going to get banned. And Nightbot's not coming for you. You have no idea what our mission statement for. If I were to ask you, what does God Squad Church exist for? If you can't give me an answer to that question, put a five in chat. Put a five in chat. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, we got some fives. All good. This is good for me to know. Because if people don't know this, that means we need to take a deeper look at how we're communicating it. Let me tell you a mission statement. God Squad Church exists. And now when I say it, somebody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. God Squad Church exists for this simple step. God Squad Church exists to help gamers know God, experience community, discover their purpose, and make a difference. That is why our church exists. You want to know why we are here? You want to know what we're trying to do? You want to know the purpose of why the church exists? Those four things. What we hope that every single gamer on this planet will experience is we want every gamer to know God. I want every single gamer to experience community. We are not meant to live life alone. I want every gamer to discover their purpose. And we want every single gamer to make a difference. That's what we want. We want every single gamer to experience those four things in the fullest. And that is what we're currently taking a look at. How can we really, really make this a reality? Because again, vision is what I just said to you. Here's the vision statement. We want gamers to know God, experience community, discover their purpose, and make a difference. Okay? How? And that's what we're looking at right now. How can we really emphasize and make it clear for our church that if we want people to experience these things, how are we going to make those things happen? I want to do a quick recap of some of the things that we're already doing. And in 2 weeks, I want to come back again and really set direction for whether it's going to be a redirection, maybe some new things, or just a really strong emphasis on what we're already doing. First, know God. How is God Squad Church currently helping gamers know God? This is one that I'm super passionate about. If you were to ask me which one of all these is my favorite, they're all good. They're all important. But man, I want to help people know Jesus, man. I want to help people know Jesus. I want to help people know who God is. I want to help people know what God is like. I want to help people know what experiencing his love means for them. And our church right now is doing a few things to help people know God. Some of them are newer. Some of them we've been doing for a long time. For example, right now, our weekend church services. Every Saturday at 1 and 7 p.m., we have a church experience where people can come, attend one of our services, and they can worship God. They can hear a message where they can learn a little bit more about God is. This is just obviously one very, very practical way in which we're helping people know God. Another thing that you might not be aware that's been happening, it's looked a little bit different in our church for quite a while now, but especially over this past, literally this year, I've actually been doing something Tuesday through Saturday in the morning at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, been doing these prayer streams. One of the things that I really, really, really want to see our church become, I want to see us become people who pray. I want to see us become people who connect with God. Let me tell you, you want to break through the hurdles of hurt in your life? Talk to Jesus. Talk to him. Be in his presence. Connect with him. Let me tell you one of the best pieces of advice I can ever give you. Pray and read your Bible. And it is crazy knowing that how much we can say that and how much I know that. How many times I don't pray and read my Bible. It is, I think, probably one of the biggest struggles for Christians in today's world. I have learned over the years that what might seem like Christianity 101, pray and read your Bible, I've learned how many people actually just don't consistently pray and read their Bible. And sometimes it's me. And so what I've started is these morning prayer streams where really all I do is I just come on camera for a few minutes and I just pray with the community. But the purpose actually isn't for us to pray together. The purpose is actually to create a place where people can pray on their own. I literally want people to get the Twitch notification and be like, oh, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about praying today. I wasn't even thinking about connecting with my Savior today. But now that I got this notification, I'm being reminded, maybe even convicted. And you know what? Today, I want to set aside some time to follow Jesus. I want people to log on Twitch and they were planning on jumping in to watch some stream, and they saw on, I don't even know if it's the left or the right. I have a mod that changes where my follower list goes. I think default's the right side. Look in the right side, they see their follower list and they see, oh, God Squad Church prayer stream. Yeah, I haven't connected with God yet today. Thanks for the reminder that I should. Maybe if you're familiar with physical churches, but something some churches do, not super common today, is but they'll have their church building open for certain hours out of the day where people can literally just walk into some sort of chapel and they can just sit on their own time. They can just kind of sit and just pray and just talk with God. And essentially, that's what I've tried to recreate online, a place where you can just come. It stays on for about 3 hours in the morning, but the VODs are always available at night as well. Just to create a place where people can come pray. And I understand that, hey, maybe at that time, especially in whatever time zone you're in, that time might not be good for you. I totally get it. That time might not work for you. But man, if we're going to know God, we got to be people who are seeking him, people who are talking to him, people who are reading his word. That is going to be a major emphasis of mine. How can we help people just talk to Jesus? As a pastor, I've felt the pressure in the past that if I really want to help people, that I have to just really seek God on good things that I could say to them. The truth is, you don't need to hear from me. You need to hear from God. So the best thing that I can do is not try to impress you with my articulation. The best thing I can do is actually tell you, I don't have all of your answers, but there is one who does, and he's ready for you to come to him. He's ready for you to connect with him. His word is available for you to read and learn and have it transform your heart. The best thing we can do is we can help people know God. If we're going to see God turn our church, if we're going to see God do more than he's ever done before, we're going to have to be a praying church. That's why I want to encourage you, mark it on your calendars, May 4th, the same day that I'll be bringing this roadmap to you. We're going to be starting as a church 21 days of prayer and fasting. Well, Susie, we did one earlier this year. We're about to do another one. We got to pray more. We got to seek God more. The answer to God turning our church around is him. It's seeking him for wisdom and direction. We need the supernatural power of God to help us. And I want to encourage you, if you're kind of confused, it's too much of a conversation for me to get into right now. Like, what even is fasting? I did a series several years ago that really kind of breaks down what fasting is. Talks about why we do it. What does it look like practically? What are we fasting from? That's on our God Squad Church YouTube channel. I want to encourage you, if you just look up God Squad Church fasting, that series will pop up for you. It is so imperative for the life of a believer to learn about what fasting is and practice it. And for 21 days, so start preparing you, start thinking, God, what am I going to be fasting from? Am I going to be doing food? Am I going to be doing social media? For some of us, am I going to be doing video games? Really to just get some distractions away, set aside some time, and really become dependent on God, that Jesus is going to be the center of turning this church around. It's not going to be a strategy. It's not going to be a system. It's not going to be a person. It's going to be the supernatural spirit and presence of God that is going to be what we need him to be. And so we're going to get serious about praying. We're going to get serious about seeking God. One of the things that we have available at our church that can help people know God, I'm going to come back and revisit this, because now that I'm back and I'm looking at everything, I'm like, this is old, this is outdated, but it's still a good resource. Some of you guys don't know that several years ago, I actually recorded a series called The Tutorial. In video games, we look up tutorials on how to improve the games we play. And several years ago, I actually recorded a tutorial that is basically just helping people understand, like, what even is the Bible? What are the things that I can learn? And this is actually a four-part series you'll see here on the right. What is the Bible? Knowing Jesus, the Trinity and the Holy Spirit, and who is God? These are great resources for anyone that is here that is looking to know God more. It's a very entry-level beginner. I'm new to church, or maybe I'm just kind of looking to brush up on some of the basics. I want to encourage you. I just put a link in the chat. this is a series that you want to explore. I think it'll bless you. I think it'll teach you about the basics of who God is. And I think that this is a great step that I really want to, as a church, look into. Man, what are more resources that we can put in the hands of people so that people have something like really practical that they can actually be looking at, studying, understanding, so they can know about God? Another resource I want to point you to, which I think is absolutely incredible, people have worked so hard on making this a reality, is actually a category in a Discord that actually maybe you've never seen. It is our Bible Talk category. And I want to show you this in our Discord. If you're not already aware that it's there and you're not already using it, I would really encourage you to do so. In the Discord, in the Bible Talk category, there are great conversations where people can come and they can ask deep questions about the faith. I mean, there's people having conversations about the problem of evil. What is repentance? Does God exist? Can I actually really know that God is there? There's a chat to be able to ask questions. There are people having serious conversations about what is Christianity, right? Can like the gift of tongues, really complicated stuff in the Bible that you might not be able to have a grasp on. But if you want to learn God, can you lose your salvation? Like things in the Bible that are deep, like questions, real life questions. Like if God is good, why is there evil in the world? There is a place for you to ask these questions. And there is a place for you to get some answers. There are some seriously powerful and impactful conversations happening right here that you may have never known. And we want to put resources in people's hands on how people can know God. I am becoming obsessed with how can we really get laser focused on helping people do more of this? How can we help people know God so that people can really become more familiar, not just knowing about God, but actually knowing God? Number two in our core values, what we hope every gamer will experience, is to experience community. For example, Corey and Scott were in the chat right there. I didn't even know that existed. We want to, so for example, right there, what that shows me, how can we make more people aware, right? So Corey, I put no blame on you for not knowing that's there. When I see that comment as a leader, I go, okay, we've had this, been around for a while, but people in our church still don't know that it exists. How can we help more people? Is it a talking about it more? Is it a really communicating that exists? Like there's a lot of questions that I start asking. If someone doesn't know this is here, how can we make it more plain that these resources are here so that we can start accomplishing our vision? Experiencing community. A big way that we want to see people do this is we want to see people being active in our Discord. Really, our Discord is something that really I would consider kind of be like the hallways of our church, the fellowship hall of our church, the place where people can go and kind of hang out. And I want to encourage you, get in there. I mean, I just envision our Discord being a place where people literally, when they get home from work and they're just looking to jump in and get some prayer and talk with a fellow Christian about, you know, maybe their struggles. This is a place where I want to see people connecting. I want to see people engaging with one another and just know like the Discord, there's a lot going on. You can get in there. You can top in the general chat. You can just come in. There's a place to ask for prayer. Like, I want to encourage y'all, definitely be utilizing the Discord. But even more important than the Discord, I want to encourage you guys. This is something you're gonna hear me use this phrase I'm about to say maybe 8 million times over the next several weeks. You're going to hear it again, and you're going to hear it again and again. And it is, you know what? Type it in the chat with me. XP groups, okay? Type it in the chat, will you? Here's the deal, friends. I believe that this is one of the most important and impactful things that our church can do. Maybe you're here like, I have no idea what an XP group is. An XP group is a group of somewhere around 10 to 12 people getting together about once a week to pray for one another, to study God's word, to learn. I say it, they're gaining experience to level up in their faith. The reality is in an online church where maybe you don't know everybody. And as our church gets bigger and bigger, it can be easy for people to feel like maybe they're just another person. And the reality is that no matter how big any church gets, it always needs to have an avenue in which it can still feel small. It can still feel connected. Are you going to be friends and know every single person in our church? No, you're not. And that's okay. But by joining an XP group, you're going to be able to have a family around you. You're going to be able to have people who can keep you accountable, who can encourage you, who you can ask for prayer on a daily basis, who you can journey through life, who you can have those difficult conversations. And the way that we do them around here, we call them interest groups. So basically, for example, you might see the Backstreet Gals. This is a women's group that gathers around a certain interest. We've got this group. that has a Dungeons and Dragons interest. You'll see this right now. They're going to be going through a book, this women's group, God, the Women in Owl. You see the Lendry Adepts, right? The interest, Earth Dawn Tabletop RPG. I'm going to be leading a group around the topic of biblical meditation. What does that actually mean? Have you ever read your Bible but feel like you're just not connecting with it? What, like, how do we actually do this? The meme team, interest around The Chosen, learning, watching, and learning about The Chosen and how Jesus has lived out through that. We got interest of diving deep into the fruits of faith, love, joy, and so much more. We got an interest of Genshin Impact, Heart of Dating in the Waiting Room. That's a really good name, actually. I just saw that for the first time. That's actually kind of big brain. And here's the deal. Whatever you are looking for, our church wants to have an emphasis on how can we really build up our XP groups. So here's the deal. You're going to hear us over the next several weeks and continued on, looking for an emphasis of more people that really feel a calling of God in their life to maybe lead a group. It doesn't have to be as intimidating as you thought. It's really about facilitating a place where people can come and have healthy conversation around God's word and community together. Maybe you're here and you are a Final Fantasy 14 player and you want to start a Final Fantasy 14 group, which I've actually been in the past with Pastor Balls. Maybe you're here and you're like, you know what, dude, my favorite game of all time is Halo. And I want to start a Halo group where we're going to get together, pray, read the Bible. And then for the rest of the night, we're going to play some Halo. Like, it's okay to get together with people that have a common interest in you, be the body of Christ, connect, and have conversation. And here's the deal. If you have not signed up for an XP group, it is my desire to see almost every single person in our church engage in XP group. I know that things might look different for people. Schedules might be different. But here's what I believe. I believe that you and I are not designed to live life alone. It is okay to play a single player game. It is not okay to live a single player life. And if you're here, I just put a link in the chat right there. I encourage you, get plugged into one. The next groups are starting in a few weeks. I believe April 28th is the start date for the next semester, starting on that week, depending on what day of the week you're on. My group's going to be on Fridays. I encourage you, there's still time. Some of them are full. We do try to keep them intentionally small, 10 to 12-ish people. That way it still feels intimate. Otherwise, you start running into the same issue of just being in a Discord with 2,000 people. It's just like there's so many people. I don't really feel like I'm being seen or connected with. But some of them, like you see sign up, some of them still have room. And I want to encourage you. If you've been feeling stagnant in your faith, if you want to really be the church, if you want to be a contributor, not just a consumer, this is one of the next steps I want to see all of us taking. Whether you're leading or being a part of one, I would encourage you. This for you will be a major next step in your life to see your faith go to the next level. I want to see everybody experiencing it. We've got things like women's ministry. Some of you don't know, but ladies, can we get some hashtag GGs for girl gamers in the chat? Some of y'all don't know that we got a women's ministry. You want to experience community? Where are the ladies at? Get in the Discord. You can actually start connecting with other women in our church. Sign up. They would love to hear from you. Come on, their story. They're Shania. We got some women probably at second service. Put the hashtag GG. Myrix in the chat. I'm telling you guys, like, get together. Start growing in your faith. The reality is it's important for women to get together. Why? Because I don't know what it's like to be you. I don't know your struggles. But you got to be around some people who do know your struggles, who you can talk with, who can support you. And I think these interest-based, common denominator type based groups are so good because people just understand one another. I want to see our church experiencing community. I want to see people, actually, you know what? I'm going to do this live right now. It might be happening in the Discord right now. I want to see something called our watch parties. I'm going to shout these people out. They didn't know what's happening. I'm going to shout them out. I want to see our watch parties grow. If you guys don't know, every Saturday, you don't actually just have to watch church alone. You can go into the Discord in the Hangout category, and y'all can watch church together. Rise and Silver are watching church right now. Yo, I want to give you guys a shout out for being legends. You guys don't just have to sit and watch by yourself. You can watch in the Discord. Someone will live stream the service, and you guys can sit there together and watch it and experience it. I want to see people experiencing community together. It does not have to be a solo experience. I know that right now, most of you are probably sitting alone in your room. But even though you're alone physically, doesn't mean we have to be alone in spirit. Like, we can be together. We can connect. So if literally some of y'all want to jump in there right now and finish out the rest of the service right there, Star Lady, legend. I appreciate you. I'm telling you, this is something I want to see people getting together in different ways to really be able to connect. I want to see more people showing up. You guys might not know. We do a daily reconnect Tuesday through Friday. This channel goes live from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. We have people that are some of our staff and our pastors come on screen, and they'll just for 2 hours. The purpose is to just reconnect with the community. Again, church is not meant to be a service or a building. It's meant to be people connecting with one another and connecting with God. And so in some of these reconnects, there might be times where people are playing some games. There might be some moments where, you know, our staff are praying for people or maybe sharing something from the Bible. It's just a community moment to give people just more touch points, more connection points throughout the week. I did this past Thursday, still figuring out what my permanent day is going to kind of be. I'm back, you know, I got a lot to do, a lot to figure out. But right now, like, we've got people Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. I want to encourage you, set an alarm if you have to. Come be a part. Just get a nice touch point throughout the week to say, hey, you know what? My church is here for me. My church loves me. And again, I don't just want to consume. I actually want to be a part. And then lastly, I want to encourage you, like, sign up for our events. I'm telling you, these events are amazing. I went to one last night in the Discord. And if you want to figure out how do I check out our events, very easy peasy. Go to the God Squad Church Discord, type Exchange Point Discord in the chat. And at the very top, boom, it couldn't be easier. Events tab. Click on it. Go through all the events. We got a women's boy band trivia event. I mean, that is just Keck W if I've ever seen one. That is some S tier right there. We got after church shenanigans. We got prayer. You guys know that everyone is invited to pre-service prayer for church? Do you guys know that? Before both of our services at a select time, which you can see right here, you guys can come to a public channel in the Discord, the meditation room. We did it literally the day before church. It'll happen before first and second service, where you can come pray with us before church starts. I'm there. Our pastors are there. We're there to just pray and seek God to bless her. I want to invite y'all to be a part. It's not an exclusive. Only the super spiritual people can come. Anyone can come. You're a first-time guest. You want to come pray? You might have, you know, it might all be new to you. Come pray. Come be a part. Come experience what God is doing in our community. There is so much that people might not know is happening, but I promise you that it is. And God wants to see you be a part. Third thing our church is doing that we want to really be able to see every single gamer have in their life. We want to see them know God. We want to see every gamer experience community. But here's a big one. We want to see every gamer discover your purpose. Man, in all my years of public ministry, one of the most common questions that I get is like, and how do I just figure out, like, what's my purpose? What am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? What is God's calling on my life? And some of you might not know, but we have what's called an XP path, something you can sign up for actually on our website, something you guys can get plugged in. I'm going to put a link in the chat, but I'm going to show you on the website as well. Very, very simple. This is something that you guys can get plugged into to take a next step. Really, the XP path is kind of the next step. If I want to be able to get more plugged into our church, if I want to take that next step of commitment, how do I do that? Our XP path is a great way to do so. It's that next step towards becoming a partner in our church. Some people might use the word membership. We use the word partnership. People that are really committed. Again, they're not just here to be a consumer. I don't know about you, but I had a gym membership for a long time that I never went. I was a member, but I wasn't plugged in. I was a member, but I wasn't committed. I was a member, but I didn't care. And let me tell you, the same analogy applies just in church. We do not just want you to send a recurring gift every month. I was paying a monthly subscription. I wasn't plugged in. That wasn't what was best for me. It is not God's will for you to simply send the church a recurring gift of payment every month. God wants so much more for you than just your money. God wants you, your heart. He wants to see you committed to his kingdom. He wants to see you rooted and grounded and built up to become more than you ever thought you could. And XP Path is a great way to do that. Because in our XP Path, we do a lot of great things. We help people learn about, hey, like, what does it mean to be more committed to our church? What does it mean to become a partner? What does it mean to actually be a part? Week one is becoming a partner. It's a three-week thing that we do every month after our first service. Week one, becoming a partner. Week two, discovering your design and your purpose. This is the question we're talking about right here. How are we helping gamers discover their purpose? There is literally a spiritual gifts test, some great conversation you can have. We want to actually help you practically figure out, what does God want you to be doing in your life? Like, what does it look like? You've heard a million times, God wants to use you to make a difference. How? God, how? Like, what does that look? I have no idea. As a church, you know, we want to help you discover what that is. We want to help you practically figure out, what does it look like to be really walking in your lane? I'm talking about walking in your gifts. What does it look like for us, the church, to help people become confident in the things that maybe they didn't know they could do. We want to pull some gifts out of you. We want to impart confidence in you to show you you can be used by God, but in what way? And I want to encourage you, if you're struggling with that question, I just don't know what I'm supposed to like do with my life. I don't know. I want to encourage you to sign up for next PPAF. I'm going to put a link in the chat right now because I want every single person to be getting plugged in and to really be discovering what is your purpose. And lastly, our hope is for every gamer. We want to see gamers make a difference. This is huge, man. This is probably one of the ones that I am almost passionate about as our first one. No God. I've been around church long enough to know, man, a lot of Christians just want to go to church, learn about who God is, maybe even learn about a little bit more who they are. But then I'd rather just be comfortable than rather sacrifice and make a difference in the world. God has a specific calling, anointing, purpose, gifts, and talents on your life that are not meant to just be kept to yourself. They're meant to go out and make a difference in the world. And as a church, we want to become obsessed of helping give you opportunities to live out your purpose, to live out what God's called you to do. That might look like volunteering in some way in our church. It might not. Let me tell you what, my goal as your pastor is not to make sure that every single one of you volunteers in our church. I'm going to say that again. My goal is not to make sure that every single one of you volunteers in our church, because ultimately God's will needs to happen for your life, not my will. As a human being, I'll be honest, selfishly, I want every single person to be doing something in our church and only in our church. I don't want your time anywhere else. I want it here, right? There's a selfish part of me that I want you to help us build something. But that would be me stepping into the position of God to say, God, I know that you might actually have maybe a different calling in this season of their life, but I want them to do what I want to do instead of what you want to do. God might have some assignments in your life that might be taking up time in your life that you might not have time to be a volunteer in our church in a certain way in this season. And if that's God's will for you, praise God. And I want to help you figure out what that is. There might be a homeless shelter down the road from your house that God's calling you maybe once or twice a week to go and sit with people and give them food and pray for them and love on them. And you might say, well, Susie, but if I do that, I won't have any time to be in the media team. Praise God. God will send somebody else to be in the media team. I want to see you fulfilling your purpose. And your purpose in certain seasons might look different. Churches are obsessed. I want to build my brand. I want to do our thing. No, I want you to follow the will of God for your life. And I consider it a privilege as your pastor to help you figure out what that is. I don't know what that might be for you in this season. But how selfish of me to define discovering a purpose and making a difference only to be in the confines of the church that I lead. How selfish of me to rob you from God's destiny for you because I'm too concerned with wanting to do more in our church. Now, I want a lot of you to volunteer. I want a lot of you to serve. But how dare I limit God to say that's the only way that that can happen? And a way to discover your purpose and make a difference, you got to be plugged in. It's not a question you're going to be able to figure out on your own. It's going to be by getting around other people who get to see you and talk with you and connect with you and maybe encourage you about gifts that you didn't know that you had. It's going to take all of us together going out in the world and making a difference. One of my biggest passions right now that I want to put some practical steps to on May 4th when I bring us a roadmap. What does it look like for God's Core Church to actually be going out and serving the gaming community? Churches have a habit of, hey, come to us and we'll help you. Come to our church and we'll help you. Come to our service and we'll help you. Join our Discord and we'll help you. But when I read the Bible, I don't see a God who said, hey, come to me in heaven and I'll help you. No, instead He went to where the people are. He actually stepped outside of his kingdom and he came down to where the people are. What does it look like for us as a church to actually maybe step outside of our own Discord and to say, I'm going to go here and I'm going to serve people and I'm going to love people with nothing in return? no expectation of return. I'm not going to ask you for your money. I'm not going to be here. I'm just here to serve you. What does it look like for God Squad Church to serve the gaming community? Because here's what I want to be said about our church. I want people to, when they hear God Squad Church, oh yeah, isn't that church that like goes out and does like really awesome things for the gaming community? I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I'm not a part, I don't even believe God's real, but I can't deny that the good that they're doing in our community. I want to be said about our church that the gaming community is better because God Squad Church exists. The gaming community is different. It's better because this church is here. We got to make a difference. We can't just keep sitting around only talking to each other. We got to get out. We got to start loving on and serving people that don't know Jesus. You want to know why the church gets a bad rap? Because all the times what we want to do is be an exclusive club that only talks to each other. And if you're not already in, you're not welcome. That is not the gospel of Jesus. Jesus stepped into a world that he was not a part of so that he could seek and save those who were lost, who didn't know Jesus. And as a church, we got to be getting out. We can't just be thinking about how we can get people in. We got to go out and love people regardless of if they'll ever believe at all. Because that's conditional love. Well, I'll love you and serve you if you'll end up agreeing with me. That's almost manipulation. There's no conditions to it. God's called me to love you. He's called me to serve people who are different, people who disagree with me. That's what the church is supposed to be. We are called to make a difference. But the only way to make a difference is to be able to go out where the people are. As we end our time together, I want to change gears, and I want to play a little bit of a mini game, just a little bit mini game together, friends. I want to play the Wheel of Fortune. Some of y'all are like, I don't know how we just pivoted that hard. I don't know how we got here, but I am for it. Put a hype emote in the chat if you've ever seen or played the game the Wheel of Fortune. Here's the deal: the way the game works, there's going to be a word on screen that is going to appear, and it's going to be missing a letter. And I believe that all of you are smart, educated gamers. And I want to see if you guys can figure out the missing letter. First one to be able to guess the missing letter wins absolutely nothing. Here's the deal. There's a word on screen. Who's going to get it first? We got Jashania typing it in the chat. You know what? You guys are smarter than I thought. Oh, my goodness gracious, friends. Some of y'all guessed it. It's the letter church. Can we see if they're right? Put the word on the screen. Ladies and gentlemen, you've guessed it. Church. Hey, now. A little bit of a fun experiment, of course, but if you could put the one with the underscore back up on the screen. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If we're going to build God's church together, I want to ask you one more time, not just to fill in the last letter, but can you tell me? What is missing from this word right here? When we talk about building God's church, let me tell you, Jesus is the head of the church. He's the king of the church. But there's one thing that this church is missing. Let's put the finished word back up. It's missing you. It's missing you. It's missing you stepping into all that God has for you. For you coming to know God. It's missing you coming to experience community. It's missing you discovering your purpose. And it's missing you making a difference. If we're going to really see God do more than he's ever done before, it's going to take you and I together. Not just me, not just our pastors, not just our staff. You and me together. I asked you at the beginning of service, I'm going to ask you one more time. Type in all caps, I am the church. God's called me. He's equipped me. And my role as your pastor is to equip the people of God for the work of God. And I am committed to serving you, to loving you, and to see you become all that God has had for you. I told you at the beginning, I remind you again, 2 weeks from now, friends, my wife and I are going to be busy seeking God, talking with our team and our staff. And 2 weeks from now, I'm going to come back to you with a roadmap. We're talking big picture. We're talking vision. We're talking about all these things we want to be. But how are we actually going to do it? 2 weeks from now, I want to encourage you, set an alarm on your phone, put it in your calendar, be at church. There's a few important things I want to happen on that day. One, I want to talk roadmap. What are the things that our church is going to be doing to move into the future to actually make a difference for God's glory in his kingdom? Second thing we're going to be doing is we are going to be, on that day, starting our prayer and fasting. We're going to be setting a date, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. We're going to be praying and fasting for 21 days together to seek God. Another thing that we're going to be doing, I will be honest with you, on that day, this is not the answer to all of our problems. But right now, our church is in a difficult financial position. And here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm not going to ask you for any of your money right now. I'm not going to ask you to give an offering today. I'm not going to ask you to give a single dollar right now. I'm actually not even going to ask you for money at all. But here's what I am going to ask. To spend the next 2 weeks asking God, God, what should I give to your kingdom? I can't be here to manipulate you. I can't be here to coerce you. I can't be here to convince you. What I can do is to ask you to spend the next 2 weeks. God, our church is in a really dangerously difficult financial position. That I'll be fully honest with you. That if we can't find a way to turn around, we don't really know how much longer the church will be able to continue. But we don't speak this way out of fear. We speak this way out of honesty. We got to have a healthy conversation as a church. But I wonder if God wants to use you to help be a part of this. So I'm not going to take up an offering right now, but I am going to ask over the next 2 weeks, would you just simply ask God, God, what should I give to your kingdom? And that might not even be your money. Maybe that's you signing up for one of our teams. Maybe that's you signing up to be a part of our experience groups. Maybe it's you deciding, you know what? I want to really start utilizing the Bible talk category. I want to really, really start asking God. God, I want to learn more. I want to seek more. But together, I want every single person in our church asking this question about their time, about their finances, about their gifts. God, what should I give to your kingdom? God, maybe it's time I step up and lead an experience group. I've been fighting you for quite a while. I've been nervous, but maybe it's time. God, I've been really thinking about joining that media team, but you know what? I've been putting it off. Now's the time. God, I've been really needing to trust you with my finances. I want to see this church financially turn around so we can do more than we've ever done before. We want to serve the gaming community. We want to do more to see more and more people come to know Jesus, but I've been struggling to trust you in my finances. God, what should I give to your kingdom? I'm not going to ask you to give. I'm going to ask you to ask God what you should give. And maybe for some of you, it won't be any more than you're already doing. Thank you for your faithfulness. But maybe for some of you, it'll be that first step. Because here's what I believe. If we're going to see God turn this church around to do more than we've ever done, it's going to be something we do together. Bringing in a new lead pastor is not the answer to our current challenges. It's all of us together seeking God, embracing the fact that I am the church. And I'll leave you with this one last statement. Don't just go to church. Be the church. Be the church. My prayer for you is over the next 2 weeks, you will let this statement get deep down in your soul. Don't just go to church. Be the church. I am the people of God. I am chosen. I've been anointed. I've been called. I am God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. I am God's church on assignment to impact the world for the glory of God, to see people won. I'm not just going to go to church. I'm going to be the church. I will be who God has called me to be, to see God's church grow for the glory of God. Let's pray together. God, thank you. Thank you for the invitation to partner with you to see people's lives changed for the glory of God. Thank you for the fact that, God, our church can have good, honest, healthy conversations about, God, what you want us to do. And so here's the deal. Maybe even right now as you're listening, maybe even right now you would lift your hands with your palms facing up. This isn't something magical. It's just a physical act, just representing, God, I want to receive from you. And we're just asking God right now, help us to receive from you what it is that you want us to do. We have not come today with people who have all the answers, We have not come today with people who have it all figured out. We have come as a needy people, as a desperate people, coming to the one who does have the answers, asking God, share with us what you know can build our church greater than ever before. Share with us what you already know on how we can reach more people who are far from God. Share with us what you know on what we can do that is honoring to you, that is pleasing to you. So God, we ask you today, we've come before you. What should I give to your kingdom? My time, my finances, my passion. God, what is it for us? So Holy Spirit, we just pray as we embark on a journey of really not even leading our church, but following you as you lead our church. We ask, would you guide us? Would you direct us? And would you help us so that we can honor you and that we can impact the gaming community greater than ever before? God, we will promise to give you the glory for it. We promise to give you the credit and the honor, for it is you. It is you that is building the church. We thank you that you've invited us to build it alongside you. Help us to humble ourselves, to be your servants, to be your children, and to decide no longer will I just go to the church. I will be the church. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
What an absolutely amazing message that we just heard from Susie. I don't know about you guys. Pastor Sue just preached an amazing message. If you guys listen, if you aren't excited about the future of the church, you better check your pulse, because listen, there's got to be something wrong with you if you're not excited for the future of the church. Amazing message, though, that we need to be the church, right? Not just go to church, not just check it off on our list, but be the actual church, be doing things inside church. We just had an amazing community event last night where people were getting together, having fun, playing some Fortnite and something called Fort Kia or something like that. It was great. It was absolutely amazing. But being together as a church, with all the different core values that he talked through. And so absolutely amazing message, Pastor Susie. And thank you so much for that. And we challenge you guys, be a part of all these different things that we're offering here. Be a part of the XP path, be a part of the XP groups, get involved inside of the church so that you can continue to grow in your relationship with God, but also just build genuine relationships with other people. It is so, so, so important in our lives not to be isolated, but to be with other people so you can receive that encouragement, so that other people can build you up, so other people can challenge you as well as you continue to grow in your relationship with Christ. And so absolutely amazing. And so we challenge you guys to do those things. And hey, maybe this is your first time here at God Squad Church. We want to welcome you, first of all. And we want you guys, if you're excited about where we're going, we want you to get connected as well if you want to get connected here at God Squad Church. And so what I would ask somebody to do, if somebody could do me a favor, type !! connect in the chat. If you're new here, maybe you've been here before, but you've never been able to get plugged in before. Hey, we encourage you, fill out this form. Click on that link. It will bring you to a form. We ask you to fill out that form. The reason why is because we don't want to spam you with emails or anything like that, but we want to connect with you. We want to get to know a little bit more about you, okay? We want to get to know a little bit more about who you are, what part of the world you come from, what type of things do you like and things like that. We want to connect with you so that you can get connected with us as well, to build in those genuine relationships, to be able to experience community together. We would love to be able to have you guys there with all the different things that we do. And so I definitely encourage you guys, fill out that connect form if you guys are able to. And also, guys, I did want to let you know, for those that are attending first service today, we do have our XP path step number 3 that is going to be starting following first service. I do want you to know, maybe you're just signing up for the XP path today and you're like wondering, hey, am I able to actually start with step 3, or do I have to wait until next month when step 1 happens? No, you can start with any of the steps. It's very, very fluid, so you can just kind of go through all the steps at the pace that you're able to. We've had people go through it backwards before, not intentionally, but they went through it backwards, people that start in the middle, and so it's completely okay. And so if you're thinking right now, hey, I'd like to be a part of this, I'd like to be a part in some way, shape, or form, we'd love to encourage you guys to be a part of the XP path. If you want to partner with us, once again, as Pastor Susie said before, another form of membership. It's the way that we use that word, as partnership here at God Squad Church. But also, maybe you want to serve as well. We would love to be able to see you guys at the XP path as well, so you can get to know a little bit more about the church, and we can get to know a little bit more about you as well through that.